Hey, thank you, Serge. Hey, Benjamin, this is Gail. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad. You?
Good, good. Thank you. Survived the weekend. Glad to be back at work. So I understand you were chatting with Serge about the first page listing we're filling out today on Google. I caught the very tail end. Was wondering if you could kind of expand for me a little bit. So
Yeah.
I'm going
Yeah, let
ahead.
me.
It's
Yeah, let me kind of tell you. First of all, I goofed up, okay? Because I'm not very familiar with how to get this listed and how to list it and this and that. And I was kind of thinking about kind of changing the name of the business once I was actually being listed, because before it was just all word of mouth and everything.
gotcha.
So I kind of thought about Fenton Air because I didn't see it listed on there anywhere until I did a deeper search. And whenever I did a deeper search, I seen that there was already a Fenton Air. So I kind of backed out of that one, and I was kind of wanting to try and want to delete it, but I can't delete it. They just suspended me. I'm pretty sure because that's because of the name. But I'm just trying to stick with my original name, which is Quality Air. It's been that way for 4 years. I'm listed underneath like Apple and all that other good place like that there with Quality Air. So I want to stick with that, but I don't know how to get unsuspended from Google and get my listing just listed. And I don't have to necessarily be on the front page of Google. I just want to be listed somewhere in Google, because I can tell you right now, I'm not having the customers that I should have. And I can't stick much money into this, so.
Gotcha. So now you mentioned you're not getting the customers you should be. Are
Yeah, because
you're
I'm not
not
even listed.
getting
People can't even find me.
the right, and that's yeah, okay. So how are people finding you right now?
Word of mouth.
Okay, all right. So clearly you're doing good work. You're not being seen out there.
Correct.
Okay, all right. Now I ran across.
That and I goofed up with getting online and trying to create a listing and everything, and what's going on underneath Fenton Air. Whenever I just need to backtrack and just stop and start over here and just get it listed as Quality Air and just start fresh there.
So we can do one of two things, and it's actually, I would leave this up to your technician once we get you all set up. They may be able to just simply do a name change on your existing Google Business profile, so not having to completely start from scratch. And I would actually want their advice from a programmer's standpoint, which is going to be the best for you. But we regularly get, I'll call them stuck listings, unstuck if they're wound up somewhere. It just sounds like things need to be straightened out a little bit, and that's something that we can do with Google. That's no problem at all to get that straightened out. And then, so one of the first things that we would actually do, Benjamin, is we'll close your category for a 50-mile radius around home base. And we do that, partly it's actually strict Google rules that we follow, as Google channel partners, but it's also so that we're not promoting your competitors into that first page position. And
Gotcha.
if we're gonna put you on Google and put you on the first page, we might as well put you at the top of that page, right?
Well, I mean, that strictly depends on what it's going to cost me, because like I said, really right now money's tight. I've had, especially with Christmas and everything else, really, like I said, there's not much there to play with. So, like I said, I'm not even wanting, like I said, I'm even willing to go like maybe on a different page, not necessarily the first one, but on a different page, just so that way I can get on there for right now and get straightened out. And then hopefully I can get some business caught in and some business brought in. And by that point, be able to go ahead and call you guys back or whatever and go up to the front page. But right now, I just need to get straightened out and fixed and get on a page.
Okay. So we don't have a second page option. But first page is certainly doable, even, I mean, from where you are now. So first thing we'll do is untangle that Google Business Profile for you. That's going to free that up so that we can actually do the programming on the Google Business Profile so that you show up on the first page. And so we do the programming to your Google Business Profile in addition, of course, to getting it unstuck, so that anytime anyone is searching for any of your services, and HVAC's kind of a broad category, and you've got various services within that that you perform. So we'll use all of the services that you offer as your keywords so that you are found right in that map section on the first page search results anytime anyone's looking for your services in and around Fenton. So let me, I'll get pricing for you here. Now I've got to look back here. You've been in business 4 years. Okay, perfect. So if you're under 5 years in business, this works out perfectly. We'll be able to get you a nice rate reduction. So let me get those credits applied for you. So what I'm thinking is our base package. It's called our Pro Plan, and it's a good starter package. It's economical. It'll get your Google Business Profile untangled, and it's going to get you into that first page position too. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more. There are no taxes added to it, and we don't charge for click fees or lead fees or call fees, job fees, anything of the sort. So clicks, leads, calls are unlimited. And what we do is all of that back-end programming that's necessary so people can find you on that first page. And from there, they're able to just click and call you directly. So they're calling you then right in the moment that they're searching for your services. So let's say I'm buying a house. My home inspector says, oh, man, your furnace is 150 years old, and you're going to need a new furnace. So as a homeowner, I search for furnace replacement, and I find Quality Air, and then I'm able to just click on your Google Business Profile and basically in one click call you right from there. So as an added bonus, I guess, to getting your Google Business Profile untangled is that you will start bringing in new leads and new business from that too. So flat monthly rate, no charges for clicks or calls or leads or jobs. And we work on a month-to-month basis, meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We don't believe in it, I guess, to be perfectly honest. We just believe in doing our job, and then we don't have to wrangle about contracts. So it is just month-to-month. So with the Pro, let's see what we're coming up with for the Missouri area. All right, and then I'm going to get your credits in here. So normal retail for everything we just talked about is at $399 a month, but with your credits applied for being under 5 years in business, you qualify for our new in business pricing, even though you're really not new. That's going to bring it down to $199 a month. So it took $200 off of your monthly there. And then setup fee, that's retailing normally at $299. It knocked $200 off of that too, making that just $99. So the $99 setup fee is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then there's just that flat $199 on a month-to-month basis. And that includes all of the programming so that you do come up right in the map section, which is where most people shop. You probably use Google for searches too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And most people now, I don't know, post-pandemic people are extra rushed, I guess. and they're shopping that map section. So one of those 3 to 5 companies that come up in the first page map results. You're familiar with the map area, right, Benjamin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought so. And then, of course, we'll get your Google Business profile back online and name changed. Now, I was looking through Serge's notes here. Looks like you don't have a website yet.
Correct.
Okay. It's actually included in the pro package that will build, host, and maintain a website for you. So something else, you know, you don't need to tinker with. And we build your website so that it's Google compliant and optimized. That helps with your visibility on that first page too. And then we'll also review or, excuse me, not review, monitor your Google reviews. So if, I mean, right now there are no negative notations anywhere online that I can see. So obviously, I mean, you're doing great word of mouth and you do great work. But if on the off chance you do get a bad review for whatever reason, we can help you with how to either get it removed or get it improved so it doesn't hurt your Google word of mouth. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And does this, I mean, sound like something that would help you out, Benjamin? I mean, to get that Google Business profile back online and then also a great page positioning so you can bring in more business.
Yeah, it definitely sounds great. I'm just wondering if you guys can do it.
Okay. What is it?
I know I couldn't get it fixed, so.
Well, and so these are things that we deal with all day, every day. Your technician that will handle the Google Business profile and getting it back online again as it should be, that's what they specialize in. So they know all the people at Google that they need to talk to and send information to get it back online and fixed again. So.
And how long will all this take?
So total time, I'll give you kind of the overall timeline, how things would roll out. If today is day one, the day we're getting you set up, which is good timing because it is open for programming. So nice time for you to be able to grab that listing. So today being day one, between now and 7 days out, we'll do your onboarding call, and that's at your earliest convenience. So we'll go through quality control, make sure we've got all of your information right. I's dotted, T's crossed, phone numbers in the right places. We'll also get you access to your reporting dashboard. So you'll have an area on our system where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, all of that data that you need to know how your marketing dollars are performing. And we'll also do your directory submissions that comes with the directory submission package as well. So we'll get you listed out to the most popular directories in your area. Now I see you're already on Yelp. Yelp is one that we would normally list you on, but also MapQuest, Bing, Yahoo, Chamber of Commerce, White Pages, Yellow Pages, up to about 60 different directories that we'll get you listed on too. So that's all first 7 days. Before 14 days is out, we'll have your website up and running. You'll be able to view it, and if you need any changes made, we can do that then as well. If we were doing any, like Facebook ads, Google ads, things like that, those would come online in that first 14 days. And then overall timeline, so we'll start the process of unsnaggling your Google Business profile right away. So that'll be put into works as soon as we get done with your onboarding call. We'll start on that. So overall timeline for you to be on the first page from now is about 30 to 45 days, which is, according to industry standard, fast. Typically, if non-Google partners, it'll take them usually about 6 to 9 months of trying to get information over to Google so that they can place it. But because we're Google Premier Channel partners, we've got a closer working relationship with Google. We've got our regular contacts in place that help us along the way so that we can be considerably faster than that 6 to 9 months. I would expect for where you are, you'll see first page within definitely that first 30 days. It's not like you're in, Long Island where there's millions and millions of people. Does that kind of high level overview sort of make sense for you?
Yeah. The other thing is, I know you said $199 a month, mm-hmm. and then plus there's $99, activation fee?
Correct.
Okay. Right now I'm in the position where I can do the $199, but the additional $99 is not something I can do right now. Like I said, I just spent money to try and get online as well through Yext, I think.
Oh, Yext. I've never heard of that. Okay.
Hold on, let me pull it up, make sure that I'm giving you the pronoun. Yeah. Yext.
Interesting. Okay.
They were supposed to get all this straightened out for me as well. And they have it. And not only that, but I have no way to contact them.
Okay.
Got ready to call the credit card company on that one there and cancel that one.
I definitely would. In fact, Benjamin, let me just take a peek and see if I can find those guys. It's not a name I'm familiar with. New York Technology Company. Okay. Well, they're a new one on me. I don't know anything about them, which is probably good because I hear of a lot of the various companies that are out there. If I can get the $99 activation fee waived, would you like to go ahead with it? I mean, I can get you going today. I can ask and see if I can waive that fee. Sometimes they do. And being Christmas week, probably a pretty good chance they'd leave it for us.
Yeah, if you can get that waived and everything, what I'd really like to do is see if you can't call me back in about 40 minutes and let me call the bank real quick and see if I can't cancel that subscription here that I got with YEXT or whatever. Because I'm just putting up too much money and nobody's helping me here. Nobody's getting me where I need to be.
Oh, how long ago did you sign up with them?
I just did it like 2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
The thing that I'm not impressed with is that there's no way to contact these people other than email.
Yeah, that's scary.
I sent a couple emails asking for someone to contact me immediately, and nobody has. So I think at this point, that gives me options to go ahead and just pull back and just cancel the thing there.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Couple of things. You're thinking 40 minutes. Yeah, I can
do that. I call the bank, and the bank says, yeah, we'll go ahead and pull it back. Well, then I'll have that money to use, you know?
Right. Yeah, I can do that. I can do that, Benjamin. So what you want to...
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, hon.
Because otherwise, I'm going to need a pretty hefty discount on top of a discount to
even get started with. Well, so there is, and this will help you out. It's some keywords you'll want to mention when you talk to the bank. There's a federal law It's called a 3-day right of rescission. It even applies if you're buying a house, believe it or not.
Right.
By federal law, if you tell the bank, hey, I think this is a scam, or I decided I don't want it, or both, they, by federal law, have to take that money back from that company and refund you, as long as it's within that 3-day, and I believe it's business days. So if you just signed up Thursday, Friday last week, you should still be solidly within that 3-day ROR. So certainly, so let's see. So that's about 6:30 your time. Are you going to be able to reach anybody at the bank?
I think if I hurry. Because I got a 1-800 number call.
Okay, good. Gotcha. All right. So let me do this, Benjamin. I don't want you to lose me, because I want you to be able to contact me. I'm the lead on your account, and I'm here anytime, all the way through the process. If you have questions, problems, anything, need any kind of help, let me send you a text here real quick so that you've got my contact information so you don't lose me.
All right. If you give it to me right now, too, I also have a pen here. So.
You bet. It's 877.
Hold on. 877.
635. 6225. And I'm at extension 4287. And my name is Gail.
4287. Yes,
you got it. And if you get anywhere sooner, by all means, give me a call back. It'll actually be after hours for us, but I'll stay plugged in and logged on so that I can receive your call. Otherwise, I'll just call you back in about 40, 45 minutes. Sound good?
Sounds good, Gail.
All right. We'll talk to you in a little bit, Benjamin. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Gail.
You bet. Bye-bye.